Is this Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt. How are you, buddy? How are you? Thanks for sticking around listening. I guess, I don't know. You've been asleep in work? You've been asleep twice? Or no, at least once.
I went to bed tonight, but had a bit of a problem. Not just gas. I had bad gas.
Oof. And yeah.
I had the, you know, sometimes you have certain foods that just set you off. Well, mine is the, like, triple chocolate extreme Dairy Queen Blizzard. If I have one of those, like, a couple hours later, my stomach is just gone off, and my wife she freaks out when it's bad gas.
Well, rightfully so, Matt.
So, well, how come you're eating that then, Matt?
I mean, there's, you know what, I can let one go, like, super loud, and there's no smell at all. But then if your stomach is, like, you know, really bad, like bad gas, I once was shopping for beer in a liquor store with my buddy, and I had one of those Dairy Queen Blizzards about an hour before.
Are you guys, I'm sorry, Matt. Brandon and Mark, are you guys communicating back and forth with each other over Matt's story
I'm
here?
I'm actually just typing in our chat trying to offer a steak for one last person to get into this sit-and-go that we have. That's what I'm doing.
Because I just hear laughing over Matt's...
I'm not laughing.
I'm just cracking up I'm not laughing. Talking about these...
We were buying beer or liquor or something. This was a long time ago. And I had one of those bad gas situations. And I literally cleared like three aisles on each side of us within 2 minutes. Like, it was just... It was bad. But anyway, so... The road trip story is basically, you know, sometimes you do something with a buddy or whatever, and like, it's kind of like your first time to Las Vegas or your first time to do anything. The first time is always the best, right? Like, you try to repeat it, and it's okay, but it never has that same mystique and cachet of the first time, right? Well, I think it was 91. I was, 22, and my buddy is 21. And I had just gotten a brand new Mazda pickup. It was black, right? And I had, like, the $5,000 stereo system, right? And so we planned a summer road trip. I'm in Vancouver, B.C. We're going to visit my cousin in Lewiston, Idaho, drive down to Las Vegas, and then from Las Vegas, after we go there, we're going to go down to Southern California and then back up the coast. Well, in where Idaho meets Nevada, have you ever heard of a town called Jackpot?
I never have.
I have not.
It's right on the border, right, when you get in there. And it's like the last first place or whatever you can go for hours on the long straightaway highway before to get gas, right? And not the bad gas, the gas you put in your car. But so we went there and we planned it to drive through the night because I didn't have air conditioning. I got a black truck and it's August, right? So... You know, you're driving through, like, Death Valley and stuff. So we get there at, like, midnight, and it's closed. And we went to the coffee shop across the road, and the guy's like, that place is never closed. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's the first time in their history the guy called in sick, and they don't have a backup. And so we're like, oh, great. So we had to wait for, like, I think it was 8 hours. And so we're leaving, you know, we gas up. And we're going, so now we're driving through the desert in a black pickup with no air conditioning. And it's funny, my friend fell asleep, so I pointed all the heaters at him and cranked it on full blast, right? So that was kind of funny. But then there was an incident that I'll get to at the end of the story. This, you know, so we go to Las Vegas, had a good time. We went to, we were in Hollywood, and we were at some bar. And we were having a good time, talking to some people. And I'm more of a beer guy, but my buddy's a hard liquor guy, right? He orders like a tray of shooters, like literally like 50 shooters, kamikazes, B-52s, whatever, right? And we're drinking and talking to people. And then in 10 minutes, it's like the guy comes up and goes, oh, guys, the bar's closing in 10 minutes. And it's only 12:30. Like for some reason, I was like, bar's closed at 2 o'clock. He goes, yeah, we're having a slow night. And we had just ordered this tray of shooters. Like, it was crazy. So, you know, there's only one thing to do when you're, you know, 21, 22 years old and you got a tray of shooters and you got to leave in 10 minutes. So we just start pounding them, right? And then we got so wasted. We're walking around, and so there was some guys, oh, you want to come to a party or whatever? And they ended up taking us on the way there, to actually before, when we're walking, we're trying to find our way home. My buddy fell on the sidewalk, and I go to pick him up, and I grabbed his belt, and I started beating on him, like, to wake up. Come on, like, get up, you bastard. And then these guys come running over, thought I was beating on him, some guy, right? So then we get in a cab, and my friend gets sick all over the back seat. And, of course, that's no good. And the cabbie, like, pulls over and, you know, get out. And my friend dropped his keys. And we're like, he kicks us out of the cab. We give him all the money we have. It wasn't even enough. And then my friend started calling him names. Because he was ethnic, right? So my friend was just like, you Hispanic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy holds up his keys and starts waving them. Like, he's about 50 yards away from us, or maybe 30, right? He goes, hey, you guys, you need these, right? And, like, that was our key to my truck, the hotel room, everything. And so we're like, oh, my God, we got to eat crow here. Like, we puked all over the back of this guy's cab, right? So somehow it was in front of a Denny's restaurant. I run into Denny's, totally wasted, go to the first table, and I just grab the napkin holder off the table. Come back with all these napkins, and I just start wiping up the puke. I was just like, oh my God, finally he gave us the keys. Then these guys meet us. Oh, you know, you want to go to a party? Or no, we just want to go home. So somehow we walked for about 2 hours. They guided us back to the Hilton or wherever we were staying. And of course, you know, you can guess what they were doing, right? You guys, take a guess.
I don't have a guess.
Okay.
Well, when we woke up in the morning, we had no money. We had no traveler's checks. We had nothing. They robbed us.
They robbed you.
Oh, wow.
There was three of them, right? They saw these guys that are totally wasted. They need a way home. And, you know, we're so, like, I was kind of mad at the hotel guys because we were so fucking wasted, right? So, like, when we wake up, they had taken miscellaneous items, but they took all their traveler's checks. And, of course, like an idiot, my friend had signed all his before. Like, this was back in the day when you'd use traveler's checks, right? You're not supposed to sign them. You're only supposed to sign them once you're in front of the place you're cashing them. And, I mean, that was terrible. But the worst part of the trip, the thing that kind of made us remember, is when we were driving to Las Vegas through the desert, about a couple hours into it, we saw this, like, old man on the side of the road. And he's kind of waving his arm in the air. And my friend was in the back of the pickup. He was actually sleeping, like, I had a canopy, and we were taking turns. And so I pulled over. And that stretch of highway, it's, like, really, really straight. For, like, you could drive, like, 2-3 hours straight. And it's probably got a 45-degree gravel, edge or whatever, that's about maybe 2 feet, maybe 2.5 feet high. And what had happened was you could tell there was a car. The guy must have fell asleep. He drifted off one side, and then you could see the tracks go back over, and the car had flipped over and landed upside down, right? And this old man was there. He's waving, and he's holding this young kid in his arms, right? And he's like, my wife took the motorhome to go get help. And he goes, can you help us?
Wow.
What can we do, right? And so I walked over to the guy, and he's holding, like, the guy was probably a young guy, right? And in his car was upside down. I can't remember what kind of car, just some regular car. But it's like he had his whole, like, all his clothes, everything in there. So he was probably...
Was he living out of there?
Was that?
Was he... All of his clothes were in there?
Well, his clothes and his...
That's, like, crazy.
He was moving, right? Like, I think he was moving to Las Vegas, right? So, but, like, he had all his stuff, right, packed in his car.
That's nuts.
And, this kid is, like, he's half in the car, and it, like, half his, like, he's kind of laying halfway out of the car, and the old man is holding his head, and I go over to see him, and it was almost like the JFK thing. Like, literally, there was a hole in his head. Like,
unreal.
I could see inside, and, like, the guy was holding him together, and the kid was kind of, like, maybe only, like, 10% conscious, right? So I go in to the other side, walk around to take a look to see if there's anybody else in the car, right?
Wow.
And when I go in, there's nobody in the back, but I saw, like, the other door, I saw, like, a foot, right? And I put my head in there, and the guy's leg was detached from the knee. Like, a clean snap. That's what I saw. And because I put my head right in the car to take a look to see if there's anybody else, because I thought there was, and that was, I don't know how it happened, but it's snapped clean off right at the knee, and my head
was crazy.
Like literally, like, probably, like, 6 inches away from that, because I couldn't see until I put my head in the car. So this poor kid, like, his leg snapped off, and he's got a hole in his head, right? I mean, I think within, like, and the cop came about 10 minutes later, and that was it. The kid was gone. I mean, and it kind of put it, I mean, obviously a damper on a full trip. I mean, the whole thing, you're a young guy, and I mean, you see that, and it's like every 10 minutes you just keep thinking about that, right? It's just one of those things you just, I just never forget. Like, as long as I live, I still remember it clear as day. It was just totally weird.
Wow, that's I'm at a loss for words.
That's some strange shit happening in a short period of time.
Hell of a story.
It was, and then it was like, it was kind of like, you know, it was part of the road trip, because, like, you know, we went to visit my cousin in Idaho, and when we got there, like, my friend was like, okay, well, it was like a Friday night, and he's like, okay, where's your cousin at? I go, I can't remember. He goes, well, how are we going to find him? Lewiston, Idaho is not very big. It's maybe like 30,000 people. And so we were just driving around, and, you know, I said, ah, we'll just hit all the hot spots. And we pulled over in one part of town to take a piss, right, in this bush. And this is unbelievable. I'm taking a piss, and we hear people on the other side taking a piss, and it's my cousin taking a piss on the other side of the bush. I mean, that was, I mean, it just had so many weird things that trip like that, right? Like I said, it was the first, we did the same road trip about 4 years later, and it was nowhere near as good. Like, it was fun, but it, you know what I mean? It just
Matt, you,
so
wait, you were taking a piss, and what happened?
Okay,
are you listening?
When I went to visit my cousin, my friend goes, do you know his address? And I go, no, because every other time I went with my sister, like, as a family, right? And my cousin's my age, and, you know, partying and drinking and stuff. So we're driving around, and when we, you know, we bought beer, and we were, you know, we shouldn't have been, but we were drinking and driving. We weren't pissed, but we were just having a couple beer. We pulled over on one side of the part of the road to take a piss in the bush, and on the other side of the bush, it was only like a 6 foot ledge, was my cousin taking a piss.
In all fairness, was this the only bush?
The only what?
Was this the only bush within a certain amount of miles?
Like,
was the likelihood of this
it not... It was a residential neighborhood. It was like,
oh.
This looks like a...
So you guys were both pissing on your neighbor's bush inadvertently, and they're not knowing that...
Yeah. And it wasn't like my cousin's bush. It was just a place that him and his buddies pulled over to take a leak at the same time.
Wow, this sounds like... what's the word?
Not serendipity.
No, there's a word. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of the word. But
this is like that Alanis Morissette song.
Oh, is it ironic?
When all you need is a knife?
Isn't it ironic, don't you think?
Yeah.
A little too...
Yeah, but it was weird. That was like kind of...
She's Canadian, too.
Even though it had the weird dead guy thing, it was like... I mean, there was like the Hollywood stuff that I told you about. I was beating on my friend, and then even though we got robbed, and my friend was like sick in bed because he drank so many shooters. Like, he was literally in bed for, like, 3 days. And the problem was we were stuck at the Hilton. And, like, we only planned to stay there one day. And when you're that young and you don't have a lot of money, and the Hilton looked like $160 a night, and that was, like, in 92, right? And he couldn't move. He was sick. So we had to, like, beg, borrow, and steal from people we know, right, like, to try to send us money. And it was just one of those things, right? And the thing is, the whole time, we had borrowed a video camera and made, like, stop, and we made video of, like, different parts of the trip, right? And then when we got back, we played the tape, and then, like, it got lost a month later because we lent it to some people that wanted to watch it, and then, of course, they fucking lent it to somebody else, and it got lost. And, like, you know what? To this day, I'd pay at least $1,000 to get that tape back.
At least.
I mean, because it was just one of those weird, cool things that, I don't know, so that's my kind of road trip story. It was just unbelievable.
That's surreal. Just the whole chain of events is surreal.
Surreal. That's it.
That's the word. That's surreal. Yeah.
You guys are both pissing on the same bush.
Let me ask you.
It's like the story with the claw, and then the claw was hanging down, or the hook was hanging off the car door, only with you guys it was pissing on the same bush.
Matt, as you've been on the air now and listening for a while, has your gas situation gotten under control?
I went down to the garage and let a couple rip, and then I used the washroom, and then I'm fine now. That's it. Okay. Like, it's done.
Good.
Matt, you went to your garage? You don't just do it in your house?
No, but in Canada, that's what they do.
If it's not bad gas, I'll just let one go in bed. But, I mean, if it's really bad, to be honest, I don't even want to be there when to smell it. I mean, that's how bad it is. So I'll go downstairs, and if it's, like, really bad, I'll go down into the garage and do there because, I don't know.
Is there any sort of gas that you've ever had that isn't even garage-worthy? That's too much even for the garage.
You're like, I can't do this to my poor garage.
You have to check into, like, a budget in or something.
In the liquor store one, to be honest. That was the all-time worst. I think, I mean, like, I guess I cleared the store out, basically, and,
This doesn't sound like just regular human gas. Like, do you have are you not regular?
That was only one time that bad. And like I said, it's only when I have those Dairy Queen triple chocolate blizzards. But
why do you keep having those? They're too delicious.
No, I only have one about once every, like, you know, 4 or 5 months. And it's kind of like I'm thinking, okay, this time it's going to be fine, right? But it's not. But they're just so bad.
Mean,
yeah. I don't mind the smell of my own gas.
All right, buddy.
is it that bad?
What doesn't make any sense is you're like, sometimes I don't even like to smell it, so I go to the garage, but it's not like your nose is staying somewhere else and the rest of you is going, you're smelling it no matter where you're at, so it just feels to me like you're just taking unnecessary trips places.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys must have had, like, if you just do a normal fart and it's like, oh, it's no big deal, smells maybe for 10 seconds, that's it. But I mean, you must have had you guys, like, eating Mexican food or something that sets your stomach off, and then it's just like 10 times worse.
Yeah, kielbasa for me.
That almost seems like the exact answer I would have guessed. I don't really have a food that just destroys my stomach or anything like that. I'm not, like, lactose intolerant or anything.
Yeah, Brandon, just make sure next time I come to Vegas, you don't take me to any Polish restaurants with kielbasa on the menu.
Absolutely, buddy. That'd probably be for my benefit as well as the others in the greater Las Vegas Valley.
Yes.
That's really an amazing tale, Matt. God.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like I said, I'm so mad to this day we lost that videotape. Like, I was just like, you know, that was just, it was like, because we filmed, like, a lot of stuff, like, you know, and actually my friend, at first when we pulled over into the accident, we didn't know how bad it was, right? My friend goes, I'll get the video camera. And I was like, no, this guy needs our help. Like, so I didn't know what was happening at that time. So I'm kind of glad he didn't, but there's a part of me that kind of wishes he did, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, I think I was muted. Yeah, I mean, just one of those moments you just kind of wish you had the tape, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if it would happen now, and people have their cameras on their cell phones and stuff. But
of course.
That was the only thing I remember when we were in the hotel room and those guys were like, they were talking to us while they're going through our stuff, but we're so wasted. I just remember focusing on that video camera because we borrowed it, right? And the guy kept saying, because they were real expensive then, and they were pretty big too. The guy said, don't fucking lose it. It's like $1,000 camera. Like, and this was way back, right? So it's like, I just kept focusing on that camera. I can't lose that. And in the meantime, these guys are going through our drawers and our suitcase, and we didn't even notice it. One, my friend was totally passed out dead on the bed. And me, I'm just, like, focusing on the camera. And the guys stayed for about 10 minutes, and then that's it. Then they said, okay, see you guys later. We wake up in the morning, and it's like my friend didn't remember a thing, and I'm like, we just got robbed.
Matt, we're going to do a, like, kind of like at some point a best of this marathon, and not just with the guests. You know, we want to do, is there a lot of stories like yours, like, the, you know, late night, that there are not a lot of people that are awake, you know, just, you know, because right now it's 3 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. Would you care if we edited this and included this story among, like, other stories? And okay, just wanted to have your permission. And
yeah, no, that's fine. That's, yeah. why I thought it would be kind of like, the reason I said I can call in and tell this story is because, number one, I thought, you know, it's late at night, and it's kind of like, you know, maybe not a mainstream daytime one, and it's helps fill some content.
And obviously the gas part you're fine with, because Jason's going to edit part of that out. If that, I mean, I don't know if it's embarrassing or, I mean, I don't know. I just,
I don't,
you know,
care. I don't care. You can put whatever in there. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Let me also ask you, Matt, what have you listened? Did you listen to a bunch of our interviews today or this morning or last night?
Well, I listened to a couple when I got home at about 5:30, and I listened for a while, quite about 4 hours. I missed quite a few of the ones, like obviously during the day I was out on the road.
Who did you hear?
Let me see. Well, I heard Asian Spa. I heard Norman Chad.
What did you think of the Norman Chad interview?
Oh, I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, definitely. And I heard Karina Jett. I heard those ones.
Well, you know, you need to make sure when you're grinding, you know, and again, thank you, by the way, as I announced this last night, but I want to say it again for donating to the 22Q Foundation. You've always been the type of person, anytime we do anything, whether it's a user-based incentive or for a charity, you're always right there to help us. But when you have time, let Jacep know, and he will email you the full contents of the show, since you graciously donated, and as well as, you know, just your contributing amazing stories here that we're going to use as well. And when you're grinding online or just have spare time, I encourage you to go through some of the interviews and listen, because a lot of it is really good stuff.
I like doing it. I like downloading the podcast, and then when I usually play tournaments on the weekend, and then I'll just my iPad or iTouch or whatever the hell it is, and then listen to that while I'm.
You might have to. I'll send you. Right now we're at 11 parts for the broadcast so far. Like 11.
You could just put a link somewhere where, and just give the, you know, whoever you want the link to download it instead of emailing, right? That's probably the easiest way.
Like,
put it on a server and then just send the link to.
I'm not emailing them the actual podcast. I'm emailing them a link to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I was confused. It's just going to be part of our website. That's just not going to you're not going to be able to direct yourself to it through the main page. It'll just be a page it's going to be like just a random page that's set up, and I'm just going to send you that, and you can download. But it's probably going to be a bigger file than most MP3 players anyway.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge file.
I was going to say, there's a couple guys that live, I don't even know, well, actually, if he converted over and posts on PFA or, you know, on the Filthy Limper site, Limitless. Does he post on PFA or?
The last that I know, he was given a ban or a nap on PFA. I don't believe,
to
my knowledge.
I believe he defected to another site.
Okay. I don't believe he's ever registered on our site. And to be honest, Matt, you know, if you've followed Vegas Poker Radio, that's not the site. That's not the type of site that we want to be. We realize, you know, and of course there needs to be.
I mean, we've had the opportunity to be that site, and it's just not. It doesn't interest us. The traffic or whatever isn't worth the.
I know. I just wonder, because he's one of the only users, kind of from the whole forum community, that apparently he lives like really close to me. Like we're talking like 15 minutes away.
To the best of my knowledge, he went on a drunken posting, cluttering up the forum thing, and I didn't read any of it, but I did read a thread in which Todd announced that he had been napped, and then after that, I guess he defected to one of the bottom tier forums. I'm not even sure which one it was, but yeah.
Well, he lives close to me, and I have asked him a few times, like if he's played at the casino that's near me. I have a casino that's like literally like 6-7 minutes away, and he said he's played there a couple times, and but I've never run into him. And then I think there's a guy that lives in, North Vancouver anyway. It's like 45 minutes away, but I've never, he says he doesn't play tournaments. He only plays like local house games. And then there's one or two guys, and then, well, Vern in the chat from today, he lives Well, he's about a 4-hour
Wait,
drive.
Do you know Vern? Because I've been hearing about Vern all day long.
He lives about 4 hours. He lives in a town called Vernon. That's why he's called Vern.
But how do you know who he is in real life?
Is this just your chat conversation over the course of the last 30 hours?
Yeah.
And everyone seems to know something about Vern.
I feel like these guys are getting to know each other in the chat, and we're missing it.
Like, everyone's like, no, Vern would never do that. Vern's a great guy.
Vern's escrowing the new PFA Poker League. he's already been he's worked his way to Templar
Vern's
status.
They came out of nowhere, dominated the poker, the 22Q charity poker, then, like, returned the stake, decided, you know what, I want to be on my own, and now he's playing, like, and then someone said he ended up winning, like a $7,500 score on stars. I don't know, did you see that? Was that
today?
That's what I heard. He cashed for $7,500 and
no, that was Victor Ramden won the 109.
Okay, then there's also confusion as to Victor being Vern because Pikachu started that rumor earlier on. But I don't know, I just feel like there's a lot more to Vern than I missed out on. And I guess Jacob, you feel the same way. As we're just sitting here interviewing and trying to raise attention.
Everybody's just in there socializing it up. Everybody knows Vern now. He's Rookie of the Year.
So that's why I told him, and then he said, "Oh, I'm from Vernon," which is like, I don't know, maybe a 5-hour drive from me, but still in BC.
Ooh, Jacob is okay. Well, now Jacob is raising. I'm gonna put all my chips in the middle
and
here.
And just to let you know, that other person I tried to get, they haven't emailed me back. So
okay. I haven't mentioned any names because I don't want to give any false hope. And it's a standard race.
I actually had a picture taken with this person. I emailed them the picture just to remind them because I only met them once and talked to them on the phone a couple times and emailed them.
Okay.
So, well, hey, remember me?
Good game, Rollo. We're going to be on the air till we're just going by Eastern time because it makes it easier. Until 2 a.m. tomorrow Eastern time. So if it works out... You know, let us know. That'd be great. Yeah. That's an amazing guest. And, you know, I don't remember exactly what went down. I know you went through a ton of work to try to get this person on previously, and I think certain parties... I don't think
I'm aware of who you're talking about.
If Matt wants to say who it is, I mean, I know obviously who it is. But
well,
I don't mind.
It's
Vanessa Russo. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
And I think, Matt, if I recall correctly, certain parties didn't contact her or something.
The quick story is, she moved. Remember when she moved to Canada because of the online ban? She moved. It's only about 30 minutes from me, and she and I played in a poker tournament, like an $1,100 buy-in one. Actually, I won a $50 satellite locally, and I won my seat. And I ended up playing beside her the whole tournament. And I asked her to come do an interview for another site. And she said, yeah. And then she gave me her email and her assistant's email, and she goes, talk to my assistant. And her assistant said, okay, it's all done. We had it all booked. Well, at that time, Vanessa was over in, I don't know, Europe or something, for some EPT or something. And somehow the time zones got mixed up. And so when she came back the day of the interview, I phoned her. And she was in the car on the way. She goes, I'm on my way to give a private lesson. The guy's paying like $500 for like a couple hours, and I can't. I said, well, of course you can't ditch it. But
was it Bootsy Collins?
No, maybe. I don't know. It was funny. She had this big, it's called, you've seen her wear the hat sometimes. It's called Big Slick Poker Camp, Boot Camp or whatever. And it was, actually, they had it in Langley here. I never went. It was $400 for 2 hours or something, or 3 hours. I heard it, to be honest, I heard it wasn't worth it. But, you know, some people say it was worth it. I think it just goes over for basic poker stuff. But, you know, playing beside her, she was really nice. You know, like, she was telling all kinds of riddles, and she was talking to me the whole time, and she was very talkative and very nice. And so, and then she agreed to do this, but the time zones got mixed up. And then when she came back, like, the times didn't jive, and then she couldn't do it. Because she already had a book, so that was the story. And then she said, "Yeah, you know, when you want me to do it again, you know, sorry about the mix-up, let me know." And so this is—I emailed her, but she hasn't responded yet.
Well, listen, Matt, we appreciate all your efforts. It's coming up on 6:30. I got to play the sponsor commercial. I appreciate you coming on, and if you have time, please check in with us before the end of the show, and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, we're going to be here for almost another 24 hours. Actually, about, what are we, 19 hours, I think, guys?
Something 18 like that.
And a half, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. So a while. And again, Matt, thank you very much for, you know, on behalf of ourselves and, you know, especially the 22Q Foundation for donating. Obviously, you realize what we're trying to do here, and we appreciate it. And this evening, when you get off work, or this afternoon, if you would like to play in the main event, if you're back, if you're home in time, or any of the other tournaments, let me know. I'll be more than happy to stake you. And, you know, you can play some tournaments with us, with the community, and been doing that all day. It's been a lot of fun. Okay.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Take care. Matt, have a great night. And Matt, don't have the bad gas in front of the grill. Go down to the garage if the Dairy Queen comes back. Okay. It's respectful.